Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Boom and Debate Show, giving voice to 78 million boomers from coast to coast and border to border. Each day we have a different guest and a different topic. Our guests always have a nugget or two for anyone, regardless of where you are. We hope you enjoy the relaxed conversational style of the show. Nothing fancy, just boomers sitting around the table talking about stuff. Now, here are the Boom and Debate, Pete Peters and Deborah Brown.
And yes, indeed, this is the Boomer the Babe Show. It is Sunday, the 23rd of January, 2011, and we're broadcasting live from the Media Center in Scottsdale, Arizona, the Media Center for the Barry Jackson Auto Auction 2011 version. And we've had a very nice week out here so far, and we're looking forward to one more show, this show now, and another show at 1 o'clock this afternoon. So we're hoping our guest will arrive here shortly. We're waiting for Mr. Gary Bennett, who is the VP of consignment for Barrett Jackson. So I'm assuming he's going to be showing up. We know it's on his calendar, so he's probably been delayed out on the floor somewhere. Boomer and the Babe, I want everybody to remember, we have a website, boomerandthebabe.com. Please go on there, take a look around, sign up for our online magazine, take more of a tour, and see everything involved with the Boomer and the Babe Inc. We are doing publishing of ebooks and doing some other information and so on and so forth that you can get involved in. Follow our ebook authors on each of them has a show on our Blog Talk Network, so you can go to blogtalkradio.com/boomerandbabe, and we'll be able to go in there and see those authors and their shows. All of our shows are archived there, so. That's an interesting option for anybody that can't listen live if you're not in front of your computer. So you can always listen to it as an on-demand offering, or you can listen to it on iTunes as well. I want to go over a few things that we're going to be doing as far as here at the show and what the show has produced, actually. We have some interesting information here as far as what the attendance was and what some of the selling prices were and so on. Let's just go through the week, run through the week. The Monday attendance was 39,000 people, and that was up 85% from last year. Tuesday attendance, 30,000 people, up 53% from last year. Wednesday, 32,000, up 13%. Thursday, 33,000, up 40%. And Friday, 31,000, up, I believe, from that previous week, day a year ago also. Attendance on Saturday was 40,000 people, up 11,000 from 2010. As far as the vehicle sales is concerned, this is rather interesting, I think. There's a lot of cars that have gone through here, and there's been a lot of money that has been generated so far, and we still have a day to go. Tuesday, 3,376,000 plus with 149 cars. Wednesday, 7,091,000 plus for 251 cars. Thursday is 9,685,000 plus for 257 cars. Friday, 17,244 plus for 238 cars. Saturday, the vehicles were at 27.5 million for 255 cars. The top car on Saturday was a 2012 Mustang Boss 302 Laguna Seca Coupe. It sold for $450,000. Just a phenomenal car and a phenomenal bidding that went on for that car. I saw that one myself, so it was absolutely unbelievable. Some of the other things that have been of interest this week, we had that incident earlier in the week with the JFK ambulance. As Barrett Jackson indicated, they were going to put that on the block, and the bidders would determine its value and so on and so forth. That ambulance did sell for $132,000. I don't know if that was what they had hoped. I don't know if the controversy increased the value, decreased the value. I was hoping to be able to ask that of Mr. Bennett when he arrives. So I just want to take a little bit of time here to talk about how you can become a bidder at future auctions here at Barrett Jackson. So one thing you need to do is you have to complete a registration form, of course, sign it and return it to them via email, and they'll process that for you, and then you can get your bidder confirmation and be ready to roll for when the show comes up. Is there a cost to be a bidder at the Barrett Jackson? There is a registration fee for auctions, and it varies from auction to auction because, of course, they have four auctions, this one, Florida, Las Vegas, and California. So each of those auctions has a different fee. You can register at the site of the event, but it is always better to register in advance so you have all your information. And you have an application that is required for each auction that you wish to attend. In other words, if you're going to do Las Vegas and Florida, you need to have an application in for each of those auctions. The auto insurance is they require any documentation that shows your name, policy number, and the expiration dates. Just like anything else, you have to have your vehicles authorized. And there's a case where you bring cash or cashier's check, bid limit deposit for the auction, which allows you to bid to that limit. And then at the end of that auction, if you don't make a purchase, you can actually stop by their offices here or at the auction, wherever that might be, and they will give you your money back instantaneously as you're walking out. Other than that, if you want to just leave it there for a little while, they're going to get it back to you in 10 days. There's information about dealers and how dealers can register to be bidders as well. And the question also came up, can I purchase reserve seats in the bidder seating area? And that is strictly for the registered bidders and is on a first-come, first-served basis. The reserve seating in the front of the VIP is for the VIPs and recommended that you arrive early to obtain seating in the rest of the area. So if you're interested in being a bidder at this or any other auction, then you need to contact bidders@barrettjackson.com. That's bidders@barrettjackson.com. There is absentee bidding available, and you can request bidder information. As far as that's concerned, you can also bid online, and what you need to do to register for that is also available by contacting bidders@barrettjackson.com. So that's about where we are right now. We're just kind of sitting here waiting for Gary Bennett, VP of Consignments. We're going to be talking, assuming he gets here, on how do you consign your car, what is the benefit of having a no-reserve auction, what is the car worth, what does it cost to sell the car, and so on, when do I need to deliver the car, and all that information will be forthcoming from Mr. Bennett as soon as he arrives. So at this time, if I had some music to play, I would just start playing some music for you, and you could listen to the music. But really nothing much that I can add to what I've already said here today, other than just kind of recap what we've done. We've had a gentleman from Ford Motor Company earlier. You can go and listen to that archive at blogtalkradio.com/boomerandbabe. You can also go to Boomer blogtalkradio.com/boomerandbabe, listen to our show yesterday when we had two wonderful nonprofits here. One is dealing with child care, and the other one dealing with the returning and the families of veterans that are in Iraq and Afghanistan. So two very interesting and very worthwhile nonprofits that you may want to take a look at. And here again, go to the Saturday archive on that and listen to those two folks. One is a national charity, and the other one is a local Arizona charity that have been in business for quite some time. The one is Yellow Ribbon America. Brad White is the national chairman of that, and you can just say you can go to their website at www.blueribbonamerica.org. blueribbonamerica.org. And the other one is MANA, and it's got a little different spelling. I believe it's M-A-N-A, AHA, I believe. I'm probably wrong on that. I don't have that in front of me right now, so I don't want to give bad information, but I may just have done that. But anyhow, you can contact us. You can contact the Boomer and the Babe, and we'll be able to do that, get that information to you. And also here again, all that website information is on the Boomer and the Babe broadcast from yesterday, the 22nd. So with that, I think we're probably going to have to wrap it up right now. If Mr. Bennett gets here in the time for maybe doing the last show, if he's willing to come back in and do that one at 1 o'clock, we'll certainly welcome him. We don't know exactly what's happened, but we're going to be wrapping up our broadcast right now for the 10 o'clock time slot. We've done about 12 or so minutes of soft shoe, so we're going to just wrap it up right now. Seeing as how we have a lot of time left, but we're going to have to cut this short. I really don't have a whole lot that I can say other than what we've said already. This whole show is built on guests, of course. So we'll see you again at 1 o'clock with the director of VP Marketing for Barrett Jackson, Mr. Neri, will be here. And hope to hear you then, see you then. Hope you'll look us up and dial in. So thank you very much. Have a good rest of the morning and into the afternoon. And we'll be back on at 1 o'clock. Thank you for listening.
Show where we bring interesting conversation to the world. Be sure to follow us on Twitter where we tweet as Boomer and Babe and on Facebook as Pete Peters 47. As always, you can friend us on Blog Talk Radio or sign up for our newsletter at boomerandthebabe.com. Email us at host@boomerthebabe.com with any of your comments. Remember, at 50, you're just getting started.